Welcome to Kidmin Talk. This is Carl, a.k.a. The Kidologist, here once again in front of the silver Kidology microphone. Since before Google and Yahoo were incorporated, Kidology has been on the web, providing bright ideas, answers to ministry questions, and pointing people to where they can find the help they need to better reach and teach kids for Jesus. You know, when people tease President George Bush for saying the internets, I smile because I remember when there were internets and the World Wide Web was only one of them, because I was on several of them, seeking to network with others who, like me, loved kids and wanted to always be learning how to do a better job at reaching them. That effort continues today here on Kidmin Talk. We've come a long way since the Gopher and Veronica networks, bulletin boards, and dial-up. So fittingly today, our sponsor is Christian Apps for Kids, since many kids are skipping the computer and learning directly on iPads. So let's talk Kidmin. And that's right, our sponsor today is actually a app developer, in fact, an app writer, I should say, and her name is Jessica Kirkland. She's a friend of mine on Facebook, and I was so delighted to discover these beautiful apps. There are books, actually, and interactive animated books that she has written for kids, and yes, I have some free copies that I am going to give away. But let me first tell you a little bit about them and then how you can get a free copy of them. Now, you're going to have an iPad in order to get a free copy of these. But the first one I want to tell you about is called The Sounds of Night. Now, it is a book app that helps kids put their minds at ease when the lights go out at bedtime. So this is for little kids, probably ages, 2 to 8 years old. And it just reinforces the principle that God is the creator of every creature. And then since God makes, all the animals that scurry and screech at night, they really don't need to worry. They can have peace at night. And it's a beautiful book. And of course, there's things for kids to click on and to tap, and then different things happen, and it rhymes, and it's just a beautiful app that they can click through and read, and it's just gorgeous. And then the other one is a Christmas story, and of course, I know it's not Christmas time right now, but it's a lovely story. It's similar to God's Trees, but it's a stable that really learns about its purpose in life, and it's kind of lonely, and it doesn't really understand, why it's, empty and unused and everything, and it ends up having a very important purpose, and you can probably guess what that purpose is. And it, again, it's interactive, and it's colorful, and it's beautiful, and it's a Christmas story, and it's called The Lonely Stable. And so you can just download these, and they're not expensive, and the kids will just certainly enjoy these. But I want to give away, and I've got several to give away, and I'm not going to say how many because I don't want you guessing how many. I want you just to try to get a free copy. And let me just mention, a lot of people on this podcast, they assume if they don't listen to it the week that it comes out that they're all gone. And you'll be amazed how many people don't even try for the free stuff. And it can be sometimes 5 or 6 weeks later, and I have not given away all the stuff that I have to give away. So if you're listening to this and it is weeks later, a month later, you should still try for it, because sometimes I have got some giveaways from a month ago that I have still not given away because people give up. A lot of people just listen on their iPad or on their iPhone while they're driving, and they have every intention of posting in the forum later, but they never get around to it. And the comments and the forum interaction, a lot of times it's the same people. And so you have a very great chance of getting these because Jessica was very generous in the number of codes that she gave me. So I have got quite a few to give away. But they expire soon. I guess I should mention that. They expire very soon, like about 4 weeks. So I forgot about that. So you do need to try very quickly. And here's how you can get it. You go to the show notes. Now, it's not the discuss comments at the bottom of the show notes. You have to click on a discuss this in the forum. And because they're going to go to iPad people only, the code won't do you any good on Android. Sorry about that, folks. Codes are only good on iPad. Now, I believe there is an Android version of these, but the codes only work for the iPad. So you got to have an iPad to win. Code won't do you any good otherwise. But you need to tell me an iPad app that you love, because I've got an iPad and I want to know some great iPad apps. Bonus, if you can tell me one that you use for ministry and how how it applies to your ministry. But that's difficult, so that's not a requirement, but I would love to know. So tell me a great game, okay? Give me a great practical app. Just give me a really cool app, all right? I just found a fun game called Fancy Pants. It's really fun. And it's just a cool little guy that runs around. He's trying to win stuff, and I haven't even played that far. I just have the light version. So there's a free one I just found this week, completely unministry related. But just post in there, and if, ideally a link to the iTunes so people don't have to search for it. A lot of times the search is really not that great, and it's hard to find apps. So if you can give us a link to the iTunes so we can download that. But tell us an iPad app that you love, that you think is great, whether it be fun, whether it be practical. Bonus if it helps in your ministry. That may not help you win. I'm going to just pick some at random, but of course people will appreciate that. And I've got a bunch of codes to give away for the Lonely Stable and for the other one called The Sounds of Night. And those are courtesy of Jessica. And then the rest of you, if you don't win, just buy some of these and support what she's doing, because she's trying to create some apps to help kids build character one app at a time. And that is the byline for her ministry, Christian Apps for Kids. And of course, we want her to be successful in her small business, so that as she pays for her investment in this small business that she's doing, that she can make her next one. And I think it's a great thing that she's doing. I think we need more things like this. And it's just such a wonderful thing that she's doing. And let's just encourage her. They're beautifully done. And she was very kind to give me one of each. And my son just thinks that they're beautiful and they're fantastic. So let us know your favorite app. Check out Jesse's apps. And they're just awesome. So Jesse's House is the name of the ministry there. And you'll see jessicakirkland.com is her website as well. And you can check all that online. It's all linked in the show notes. Now, let's move on here. After you're done checking those out and trying to win there, our Kidmin key word for today. We're back on track. We took a little break last week for spring break. If you didn't get to hear that keynote message that I gave you last week, be sure to check that out. Lots of practical suggestions there on ways to connect with kids. It's a message that I love to give. But we're going to continue on now with the letter T. But I got a little rule change here that I have to announce, because it's been getting a little crazy here, and a couple of my good friends are to blame. But, you know, in this Kidmin keyword guessing, you know, it started out getting a little crazy here, guessing, you know, whole lists of letters, and it started with some silliness, you know, and now people are guessing whole lists. So I'm going to start awarding the prize to people who guess one word. I mean, you need to really think hard what you think the Kidmin keyword is and just narrow it down to one. Now, I won't disqualify if you throw in a couple of funny ones, you know, if you're just having fun with the letter and throwing some silly ones, but then you gotta narrow it down and say, this is the word. This is what I think it is. And then defend it, support it, and push it. Because remember, you're not just guessing, you're also suggesting. Because in the original classic Kidology handbook, I had the original ABCs of Kidology, and sometimes I'm going with that original classic Kidmin keyword, Kidology keyword, that starts with every letter of the alphabet, but I'm also adapting it and being willing to change it and update it. So you also could be trying to sell me on what you think it should be. So as we approach the letter T, you know, you could be saying, hey, I think it needs to be T. I just think T is, you know, got a lot of caffeine in it. I think it's delicious. And I think that ought to be it. You know, that's obviously not it. And so you got to give me one. And today it's going to be training. All right. Some of you said it in a list of things. Vanessa, you're awesome. You have won so many times. You had it in a list. You've got Brian Dollar's book coming to you. You've got Yancey's DVD and CD coming to you. You've won all kinds of stuff. So I'm not going to let you win this time. I mean, good grief, you've just won so much stuff. I'm going to give it to Danielle Warren, because that was the only thing that she suggested. She sent that to me at carl@kidmintalk.com, and she explained why she thought that ought to be the Kidmin keyword for the week, and she nailed it. And that's what I want to see. So in the forum or by email or by Twitter for next week, T-U. Boy, we're getting to the letter U. And that's going to be a tough one. What do you think the letter U should be. And don't give me 20 words that start with the letter U. Now, remember, a couple funny ones might be okay, but then you give me that one word that you think is the Kidman keyword that does or should start with the letter U, and you sell it to me, and you can win. Now, what does Danielle win? Well, because she gave me one, and she nailed it, and we're talking about training, she gets a great prize. She can pick any Kidology online training lab of her choice. I don't know if she's bought them before or if she has any of them, so I don't want to pick it for her. She can look through all five of those leadership labs, whether it's First Things First, or whether it's on vision, or whether it's on partnering with parents, or whether it's refine, define, and shine. Or if she's ever looked at Kidology coaching, that is a great training tool. We will comp her registration and pay for her first unit. And we will assign her to one of our coaches, and she can begin a coaching relationship with one of our Kidology coaches. And she could enter into one of the most awesome training experiences of her life. And so either one of those, she gets to pick. She's already got the email, and she's already communicated that way. And so Danielle, you just let me know which you want. You can pick one of those labs, or you can begin the coaching journey of Kidology coaching. And you've won an awesome training experience, whether you go through one of those labs, the video and the download kit, or whether you take the really valuable $120 coaching unit one plus the $36 registration. Boy, that's over $150 right there you won for picking the training unit if you want to begin that coaching experience. No obligation to continue after that unit one. Boy, you could just do one unit with a coach and then be done. That's fine. No obligation to continue. And so that is what she wins. But talking about training, boy, training, which you could go several directions. You know, there's training up, training your senior pastor, training your boss, training above you. You can do that. You could be an influencer to those above you. That's kind of hard to do, but you can do that indirectly. And I just want to recommend a couple of books. If you're trying to help those above you to have a greater understanding and a greater appreciation for the priority of children's ministry, the importance of children's ministry, why you're so crazy and passionate, and why you take it so seriously, and that you don't see it as just childcare. Larry Fowler's book, Rock Solid Kids, is a fantastic book, or his other one, Raising a Modern Day Joseph. Both of those books are excellent to put in the hand of the person who oversees your ministry, and I've linked those in the show notes. Both are available on Kidology. The other one by George Barna, which I'm sure you've heard about, Transforming Children into Spiritual Champions. These are books that are great to put into the hand of the person above you and challenge them to read it. Even say, if you will read this book, I will take you out for a steak dinner on my budget or out of my pocket to discuss with you, because I really want you to understand why I am so passionate about children's ministry. But we're going to spend most of our time talking about how do you train yourself. And then I want to give you a tip on training down. And we'll talk about that a little bit in training in. But how do you train the volunteers under you? I mean, getting them to come to training can be so difficult. And after it took me 10, 12 years of ministry to finally discover the perfect time to host training. I mean, I tried Saturday mornings, I tried weeknights, I tried Sunday afternoons, and people would never come, right? That's like the Achilles heel of training. And I finally discovered the perfect time to host my volunteer training when they all would come. And I'm going to tell you what that is, so you just keep listening. But training in, you know, there's up, there's down, there's in. And by training in, I mean training yourself. And how do you train yourself? How do you keep becoming a better pastor, a better leader, a better volunteer? If you're a volunteer listening, this applies to you. It doesn't have to just be those that are in professional or volunteer leadership. You know, I love acronyms. I have an acronym for acronym. A crazy riddle of nuggets yielding meaning is what my acronym for acronym is. I love acronyms. I have acronyms for lots of cars. You know, Ford is Fix or Repair Daily, found on Road Dead. You know, Corvair, I had one in high school, nice convertible one. It's kind of a puke green, but hey, it was a great car. It stands for Completely Outrageous Racing Vehicle After Innumerous Repairs. All right, Fiat is Fix It Again Today. I always love BMW. You know what that stands for? Break My Windows. All right. Well, anyway, I love acronyms. So we're going to just take the word train, And we're going to look at five ways that you can train yourself or be reminded about training. The first is, if you want to be trained, start by teaching others. And when you teach others, you end up being trained yourselves. Because you can't teach anybody else something that you yourself don't know. And I want to tell you about the Kidology Online Training. I don't mean this as a commercial, but I mean this as a way to tell you why it is unique. Because the Kidology Online Training, and it's available on Kidology, it's designed to train you and then enable you to train others. So whether you just want to train yourselves or if you're in a leadership position, it's very unique. Because if you're a Kidology Premium member, there is access in there to an online training video. I believe they're anywhere from 20 to 40 minutes, depending on the lab that you're watching. And there's five there. And as you go through there, what happens is you watch the video, and it's designed, obviously, to train you. And so you basically just go in there and you watch the video, and there's five different topics, okay? And the first one is first things first. And I started that one, and I got to tell you, in the past, I would not have started there. That video grew out of my own growth, which comes out of failure, of course, in life and ministry, and learning that I, for years, didn't put first things first. And so that starts with your walk with God and your marriage and your family and your friends. Years ago, not so long ago, I would have started with the second one, which is visionary leadership. But you really do need to put first things first. And that's an important one to watch. The second one is visionary leadership and creating a vision for your ministry. And the second one is kid-focused ministry foundations and really building a ministry that is kid-focused and taking a serious look at the foundation of your kids' ministry. And a lot of times people are just looking at fun, but saying, you know, it's not about the fun. While that's important, but what really your focus should be. And then partnering with parents. You know, this whole family ministry thing is very important, but what does it really mean to partner with parents? And then the last one is define, refine, and shine. But I'm not going to get into the content of those, but to say you watch the video, but then each of those has a download kit. And let me just say, we're a nonprofit ministry. If you are just an individual that doesn't have a church budget or you can't afford those, and I always tell people in my workshops and at conferences, I will take your word for it. If you absolutely and honestly and with integrity cannot afford one of these leadership labs, and it is a topic that you really need, email me personally at thecarlakidmantalk.com. You just tell me that, and I will have my staff email you a download, and I'll just give it to you. Okay, I don't want the money to keep anybody from these resources. But that download kit will walk you through the learning process, and each of those is a 20 to 30 page book, basically a PDF book that will walk you through the learning process of each of those leadership labs. It has a homework assignment, it has reading material, and it unpacks it at a deeper level than just that full-length training video that is deep and thorough in and of itself. But then it gets even better, because after you've gone through the training and the learning, it comes with a PowerPoint and material so that after you've learned it, then you basically take it and teach it to your staff and to your volunteers. For example, on the visionary leadership, it goes through what is vision, how do you develop a vision, what does it mean to have a vision, how do you come up with a vision. But then the PowerPoint and the leadership lab help you go through a process where your leadership team comes up with its own vision. I mean, how they each come up with keywords and what's important. They write them all in post-it notes. They stick them up on the wall. And then how they all vote and how they pull them all off. And then they assemble them and mix them up and assign point numbers to them so that there's a group consensus. So it's not just the leader saying, hey, here's my vision, you guys all follow it. But you actually come up with a vision statement that everyone knows is consensus because you've all come up with it together and you've voted and eliminated things. And at the end, you have a statement that genuinely grew out of this process that the PowerPoint and the leadership lab walks you through. Now, my point isn't to talk about vision, but to say when you become a teacher, what happens is you learn yourself. You watch a video yourself. You read a book yourself. But then when you teach it to others, that's how you learn. You know, there's an old saying, you can't take somebody somewhere that you haven't been. One of the reasons I love teaching kids is I get changed first. And then as I change and as I try to communicate to others, I end up getting changed in the process. And so I would really encourage you to take a look at those leadership labs, because they'll change you, they'll teach you, and they'll equip you. But then don't be selfish with that knowledge. Take the knowledge, use the PowerPoints, and then use them to train others. I could also make that T to say find a teacher. If you really feel like you're new in ministry or you're a volunteer, then find someone to mentor you. Find a children's pastor in your community, or find a Bible scholar or an older believer and ask them to mentor you. You know, I love the movie Zorro, you know, the one with, I'm blanking on his name. I can't even think of it, so I'm not going to stutter and stall here on the podcast. But I love that line in there where he says, when the student is ready, the teacher will appear. When you're ready to learn, God will provide you that mentor. And you got to have your eyes open and be looking for them, and you will find that teacher. Let's move to the R. Reading is so important. I just did a podcast a couple of letters ago. I had Pastor Todd McGeever on the podcast, who's a voracious reader. He gets up early every morning and he reads. He blogs about the books he reads. He's in a bunch of reading clubs and does a lot of book reviews on his blog. And we did a whole podcast on reading. And if you want to learn more about reading and how to find good books, listen to that podcast. But be reading constantly. And it's so important to be a reader. And of course, the most important thing that you can be reading is the Word of God. And I know we all have our excuses of why we're not reading the Bible. And I don't know how else to say it than just to say, read it. That's right. You got to read it. Sorry, I couldn't help it. You know what this is.
So you're a Christian and you wanna know more. You wanna know God better than you did before. You open your Bible and you hear from the Lord. So read it, just read it. You wanna love Him, wanna follow His plan. And if you read your Bible, then you'll understand. So read it. If you wanna serve God, just read it.
Read it.
Read it.
Read it.
Memorize it and repeat it. Study your Bible every day. It doesn't matter what people say. Just read it. Read it. 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 Woo! If you wanna serve God, just read it.
Read it.
Read it.
That's right, you got to read the Bible. Well, you know, it's so easy to only be reading the Bible for the purpose of our lessons, but we need to be reading the Bible for our own personal benefit as well. So don't be neglecting God's Word for your own personal devotional benefit and your own walk with God. Otherwise, you're going to be beating yourself instead of you'll be beating it, and you need to be reading it. Well, anyway, that's the R. Well, the A, you need to be asking questions. You know, it's very important in your personal training to be asking people questions. You'll be learning. You know, recently at a children's ministry conference, it was a couple of years ago, when Group Magazine gave me that surprise honor of being one of the top 20 children's ministry influencers in the last 20 years. I got approached by a guy at a children's ministry conference, and he was going around, I think he was interviewing the different people in that magazine article, and that was very flattering and very nice, and he had some great questions of things he was wrestling with in his ministry. And when he got done, I started to ask him questions about some of the things that he was that I was wrestling with, rather, in my ministry. And so I had a list of things that I was asking. And it was interesting because when I had gotten done asking him my questions, he said, you know, I've interviewed several people, and you're the first one to ask me questions. And I said, well, you know, I'm not done learning. I'm not done asking questions. I am still constantly trying to learn, and I am still constantly trying to get a handle on some issues of things that I am struggling with. You know, nobody has arrived. Nobody has all the answers. There are no simple answers. And too often in ministry, we try to look at people who are at either a big church or a successful church or someone who just has a big website, and we think that, well, they've got all the answers. And the reality is that there is no simple cookie-cutter solution to everything. And so we need to constantly be asking people questions. And the important thing to be asking is not what are they doing, but why are they doing what they're doing? Because you can copy what someone else is doing, and you usually will fail in your situation. Because what they're doing usually won't work in your situation. But if you can ask why they're doing what they're doing, and then figure that out, and then go home and apply the why, the what will end up usually looking different. But if you apply the why, you figure out the principles behind why they ended up doing what they're doing, your application of their whys will usually end up being different, but you will end up being successful because you'll understand why it is that they're doing things the way they're doing. So always be asking questions. Talk to people. When you see somebody doing something, don't go, I like what they did, and go home and do it. Ask them, why are you doing it that way? And anytime you have a conflict with someone and you get upset or you get angry or you get hurt, don't attack them. Don't get mad at them. Go to them and say, you know what? I'm curious why you did that. Could I ask you a question? You know, I noticed that you did this. It kind of came across this way, or I perceived it as this way. And when you ask questions, you're constantly learning and you're constantly being trained. Now let me move on. The I is invest in your education. Be willing to spend money on your training and on your education. Go to conferences. If your church won't spend the money, be willing to spend your own. You need to go to a children's pastor's conference. My first children's pastor's conference, my church would not pay it, and so I wasn't going to go. And it took a friend of mine saying, Carl, you need to go to that. If your church won't pay it, you need to go yourself. And so I took his advice and I went. And I was so glad that I did. And this last one that I just went to in San Diego was my 40th consecutive children's pastors conference in a row. In fact, I think I have the record for the most consecutive children's pastors conferences in a row. I don't think anybody else has done that. In fact, I think Roxanne Walker, who's I've been on staff since 1996. I think I've even got her beat because I started going in 1995. Now, I don't expect most people to go to every single one. In fact, if I were a normal children's pastor, I would probably maybe go every other year and go to some other conferences. I'm there to network and I'm there to meet vendors, and I've got a very unique role with Kidology. And so I don't expect others to do that, but I've been to every single children's pastors conference since 1995 at every location. I figured out that's 40 in a row. But all that, that's kind of an aside. But you need to go to conferences. You need to invest in that. You need to invest in your education. If you can't go to a school that's near you, you can enroll in Children's Ministry University online and invest in taking some courses. If you can't afford that, then you can invest in a Kidology online training, or you can invest in Kidology coaching. There are other coaching programs out there that you can investigate and invest in. You can invest in a nominal website fee like Kidology Premium Membership. If you've not done that, if you're still just a basic member, you're cheating yourself. For less than 17 cents a day, you can get into the vast access to everything on Kidology. And every time people finally join, they tell us, man, if I had known how much was on there, I would have joined years ago. And again, if you can't afford it, you're a student, you're a missionary, you honestly cannot afford it, right at the top of the join page, above where the credit card info goes, is a scholarship form. Fill it out. We'll give it to you for free. We trust people not to take advantage of our generosity. And last year, we gave away $17,000 in free memberships. We love to give it away for free to those who cannot afford it. Jesus said, freely you have received, freely give. That's our philosophy. Invest in your ministry. Invest in yourself and invest in your education. And the N, lastly, is never stop learning. Whatever it takes, never become content with your level of education. Always be training, whether that's investing in the books or magazines or conference, asking questions, reading, finding a teacher. Training is so essential to you. And when it comes to your volunteers, never stop training. And that's my segue, right? You've trained up by buying some books and communicating with your senior pastor, always letting him know what's going on, giving him great articles and things like that. You're training and investing in yourself, and you got to train your volunteers. Constantly be training your volunteers. You do that by giving them articles, communicating with them. But when do you have that magical training workshop that they all have time for? I finally discovered it. You know when it is? It's not a time of the week. It's not a day of the week. It's not a time of the day. It's not sending home a DVD. It's not even online training, because they'll never watch it. They'll never pop in that DVD. It took me years to figure this out, and it was like such an aha moment. And here it is. You ready? It is the first week or meeting of the club or program that they have signed up for. And here's what I mean. If they are a Sunday school teacher, they are available for Sunday school. And so I would make the first week of Sunday school the training and orientation for Sunday school, because I know they're available on Sunday morning at 9:30, because that's when they have volunteered for. Or if it's Awana, I would make the training and orientation the first week of Awana. Or if it's Royal Rangers or whatever club that you have. Now, here's what I would have to do. Obviously, I have to do something with all the children. So I would have a big kickoff event, and you can put all the kids in the gym. You can bring in a special teacher, or I mean, a special performer or something. And then I would have a required training orientation, put all the teachers in one room, bring them all in, go over your policies and your training, your security procedures, you're never alone, two adults, and all those things, how you use the curriculum, bring them all together. Then you can divide up into departments and have your department heads go over the specifics of how the curriculum's used and where things are kept and all those minor details. But down the road, you're going to have people who have gone through that training that don't need to attend it anymore. And so they can actually do something special with the kids and watch the kids. And then people who miss that Sunday because they're sick or they play hooky or they claim they were on vacation or whatever, then they can't start teaching until they've gone through that orientation. So the second week of club or the second week of Sunday school, in a smaller room, you have the orientation again. And it's a smaller, more intimate setting. And then those who can't come to that, then they're going to have it one-on-one with a director or in the office with you. One-on-one, or you'll go to their house, or they're going to, you know, meet in the resource room with you in a smaller setting with three people. But you can have that required orientation and training one-on-one, primarily during the kickoff week, right during the hour they volunteered for. And it finally hit me as a huge aha. They're available the hour they volunteered for. Then I don't have to have it on Saturday morning or Sunday afternoon, or I used to do like a Tuesday night and a Monday morning and all these three alternate times, and people were not available for any of them. And it finally hit me, and it just worked like magic. And people don't like doing the makeup times. They certainly don't like doing a one-on-one orientation where you got to go through all these boring things of the safety procedures and all that stuff. And so they would usually, 95% of them would make that large group on the kickoff week, especially if you make it fun and you have some videos and you have some skits and you have refreshments and you have door prizes and all of those things that make it festive and entertaining, as well as going through the nuts and bolts of everything that you have to do. And so training is important and it's essential. And that's kind of a practical idea of when you need to host it. All right, well, it's time to wrap up. And as a little incentive for you to give a shout out to Kidman Talk on Twitter, I'm going to give a free leadership lab of your choice to someone who gives a shout out to Kidman Talk on Twitter. So at Kidman Talk, that's all you have to do is give a shout out to the podcast on Twitter. Just tell folks to listen and subscribe to Kidman Talk on Twitter. I'm going to pick one of them this week, and I'm going to direct message you. Then you can reply back and tell me which Leadership Lab you want, and it will be yours for free. That's a value of $20 to $40, depending on the one that you pick, and it will be yours for free. We're going to send you the download link. So send a shout-out to Kidman Talk Podcast on Twitter. All you have to do is include at Kidman Talk in your tweet, and I will see it, and then the free Leadership Lab will be yours. I probably will pick even more than one. Well, that's it for Kidman Talk for this week. Be sure to do something this week that will contribute to your ongoing training, maybe even some training up, but especially some training down to those who you equip and encourage. Next week is the letter U. What a challenge. What one word are you going to submit that you think will be the Kidman keyword that starts with the letter U? You can submit it in the forum, linked at the bottom of the show notes, by email, carl@kidmantalk.com, and of course, by Twitter, @KidmanTalk. Until next time, this is Carl, the Kidologist, on the internets, talking Kidman.